First question. Zach.
Hey, David. I guess the last game, whenever that was, I lose track of time here, but the cameras caught you kind of giving a passionate talk to guys in the dugout after, I think it was maybe the fifth inning. Just what were you saying to those guys? What made that a time for you to speak up?
I was talking with the outfielders when I get to the dugout. It's kind of like get the defense going, you know, and say, hey, this is not us. We need to do a better job, including myself and everything, the way the thing was going on in that game. So, I mean, like you said, camera probably got me because I never get that, not upset, but, you know, like the way that I was talking to them was kind of like, you know, trying to spike it all, that defense, and say, hey, this is not us. The guy who's on the mound is doing a really great job. So we need to get better. We need to do better, you know, and the stuff like that is we can lose games. So that's the only thing I have to. I was just talking more with the outfielder because I would say that's kind of like my area. You know, I have to take care of my guys too. It's not like I don't care about everyone. I care about everyone, but I have to be like, you know, focus on my outfielders and keep everyone locked in to be good.
Nick.
David, was there some frustration coming out there with the way things were going?
I'm not saying frustration. It's just like it's, you know, you have to pick the time to keep everyone together, you know, to lock it in. And I felt that was, I don't know, when I got to the dugout that I had to say something, and I'm not the guy that I said too many stuff that way, but I felt that it was the right time and just came out and I said it without a respect to anyone, just like as a team leader, like, hey, let's go. We got to do it. And then that's the way to do it.
How do you feel like it went over? How did guys receive it?
I'm pretty sure they received it the right way. The right way, because I never disrespect anyone. I was just, you know, with everyone talking, you know, as a team player, as a man, like, hey, this is what we have to do. And I wasn't pointing to anyone. It's your fault, no, nothing. It's a team effort, and we have to do better, including myself.
Maria.
Hola, David. Mirando que estamos en el partido 77. ¿Cómo ha estado el equipo trabajando la confianza de volver a retomar el juego, de salir de ese duro proceso y poder ganar otro partido más y ahora en esta serie nuevamente con San Diego?
Mira, como siempre, nuestro equipo estamos trabajando muy fuerte todos los días, de verdad preparándonos de la forma más correcta que podemos hacerlo y siempre confiando, nunca hemos perdido la confianza. Estamos pasando por un momento increíblemente que es inexplicable lo que estamos pasando, pero nunca hemos bajado la guardia. De verdad que siempre venimos con buena actitud, siempre positivo todos los días para ganar juegos. No se ha dado de la forma como queremos, pero va a pasar. Nosotros tenemos confianza que todo va a cambiar y vamos a seguir trabajando en eso.
Can you say that portion of English? What was the question?
You can tell Steve. He knows Spanish, so he can translate that. Steve, can you translate that for me?
I don't want to step on your toes. I better let you do it.
Ya pedir en español uno.
Cheers to.
Saw a picture yesterday that the team tweeted out of a bunch of guys in Suns uniforms. Wondering if you were a part of that, if that was a team decision, and how much you guys have paid attention to what the Suns are doing.
Yeah, we pay attention a lot. Basically, it's part of the Arizona family. And they're doing really good. We really support them. And I wasn't in that flight yesterday because I came early to San Diego, but that's showing that we're supporting and we're really proud of what they're doing. And I was watching the game yesterday, and it was a really tough loss, but I know they're going to bounce back and they're going to do good. We're supporting 100% for sure. It's got Suns.
Zach.
David, just team-wide, just why do you think the team's defense is, you guys have set such an excellent standard for defense in past years. Why do you think it hasn't been the case this year with that?
I think it's been good, to be honest. It's just sometimes it happens. You know, sometimes it's like you know, you get those up and down, and when you get those down, you have to make sure to keep everyone in the same level. But I mean, just a lot of stuff is happening here. Like it's not going the way we want it, and we just have to keep working. We just have to keep getting better. I mean, it's not just defense; it's about offense and everything. And we just have to do a better job. And that's why we come every day and work hard and do our thing to get better. It's not easy. I mean, it's not easy, but we're just putting our 100% effort every day to get better and to win some games.
Nick.
David, one more question about that thing the other day. It came that half inning after the ball that dropped behind Van Meter and in front of Reddick. And I know you were saying you weren't like going after anybody in particular, but it looked like Reddick could have had time to come and call him off. When you were saying whatever you were saying, did you feel like you had to make a point to, you know, tell Josh, I'm not picking on you or whatever? Or how did you address it with him and or did it have anything to do with that play in particular?
No, I mean, I got after that happened, of course, the situation happened in that inning. I came to the dugout and I collect all the outfielders. And I say, hey, if we got a chance to make a play, we have to make it happen. And I said, we cannot let this thing happen because, like, I'm going to say it again, the guy who was in the mound, he was, like, pitching really well. He was, like, busting their butt to keep those, you know, not scoring runs. And as a defense, we have to do our job, too. You know, I'm not saying like I'm not pointing at anyone. Just have to like make sure that everyone's locked in to do their job and everything. Things happen and during the game, miscommunication, whatever happened. But I felt that that was the right time to, hey, we got to keep our thing together and this stuff can happen, you know, including myself and everything. So it's not a point everyone like, hey, did you do your job? You didn't do your job and anything. No, it's not about that. It's about team effort and team. Like we got to just be better as a team doing those little mistakes and everything. So.
David, when you were a younger player, was there a veteran that kind of played that kind of role for you and other young guys who was kind of the person who would step up and say something during a game if something needed to be said?
Yeah, you always going to have that because I remember when I was rookie with this team, like I got all the veterans that were doing the same thing. So you're going to learn from that, but you know how you have to know how you're going to approach and when's the right time to do it. So maybe sometimes you're going to do it the right time. Maybe it's not the right time, but if you feel like it is, just do it and just do it the right way without a disrespect anyone.
Maria.
David, no quería irme sin preguntarte. Venezuela en este momento está tratando de ir para el Olímpico. Si se hace una excepción en las grandes ligas y te convoca, ¿te podemos ver pidiendo la vena tinto?
Mira, esa es una pregunta muy difícil, de verdad que si se me da la oportunidad, por supuesto, porque me encantaría representar a mi país, pero ya es una pregunta que yo no la puedo responder, eso ya es cuestión con el equipo, pero de verdad que estoy siguiendo también al equipo de Venezuela y deseándole lo mejor para entrar a esas Olimpiadas, de verdad que sí, lo necesitamos y nuestro país lo necesita también.
David Bell.
David, ¿cómo estás?
Mira, todo bien, todo bien.
Normally, I would ask David a question in Spanish, but I'm going to do it in English this time. And I wanted to follow up on the Suns question. You know, Arizona, with the four major sports, we've only had the championship with the Diamondbacks in 2001. How excited would you be? You've made your home here, obviously. This is an important place for you. How important would it be just for you as a Diamondbacks player, as a sports figure in this community, to spread the wealth a little bit and see another championship in the Valley?
I think it's going to mean a lot to everyone. To all the others, the Phoenix community, Arizona community, to bring another championship to this beautiful community. I think that's what everyone's waiting for, and we like really support the Suns because they have a really good chain and they're gonna make it. We believe they're gonna do it. So it's gonna mean a lot to everyone, and we're excited about it. And let's go, Suns! They're gonna do it.
All right, everybody. We'll see you shortly for Torrey.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Bye.